This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So if you hit pause on your company's marketing budget this December, you aren't actually saving money.
Right. Yeah, not at all.
According to the latest data on AI search algorithms, you're actually triggering a massive data wipe. And, well, that's going to end up costing you tens of thousands of dollars in the spring.
It really is like the single most expensive mistake businesses are making right now. I mean, they treat the slow season like a winter storm, you know?
Oh, totally. The instinct is just to, like, board up the windows.
Exactly. Conserve resources, slash the budget down to zero, and just hunker down until the spring thaw arrives. And while that feels fiscally responsible in the moment.
Right, it feels safe.
Yeah, it feels safe.
Right.
But in the 2026 digital landscape, it is literally operational suicide.
Wow. So whether you're a marketing director staring down a quarterly strategy meeting, or, you know, an entrepreneur managing a growing team, or maybe you're just insanely curious about how artificial intelligence is fundamentally rewiring digital consumer behavior, stick with us.
Yeah, you're going to want to hear this.
Today's deep dive is going to completely reframe how you view the so-called slow season. We're working from this brilliant strategic guide today.
It's a great piece.
It really is. It's titled Effective Slow Season Marketing. And it's authored by Joe Medico, the Director of Client Services at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right. And our mission today is really to figure out why that natural corporate urge to pause your ad budget is so catastrophic.
And more importantly, how you can actually pivot your strategy to capitalize on this downtime instead.
Exactly. We need to move entirely away from the concept of just like surviving a slow quarter. I mean, the source material argues that a slow season is not a dormant period at all.
No, it's a highly specific engineering window.
Yes, it is a time to build leverage that your competitors simply cannot match when the market wakes back up.
Okay, let's unpack this, because I want to start with that biological, almost reflexive corporate instinct to just stop spending money.
Oh, we see it all the time.
Right, like a predictable annual dip hits. Maybe it's November for a B2B software company.
Or January for a home roofing business, yeah.
Exactly. The CEO looks at the spreadsheet and just says, turn off the campaigns, protect the margins. The guide actually refers to this as the reactionary trap.
And it's a trap because it's based on totally outdated logic. I mean, yeah. To understand why it fails so spectacularly now, we have to look at the mechanics of the 2026 search reality.
Right, the AI factor.
Exactly. We are deep in what the industry calls the AI slump. Traditional search behavior, you know, where you type a query and get 10 blue links, it's shrinking rapidly.
Yeah, nobody's clicking to page 2 of a search engine anymore. I don't even look at page 1 half the time.
Right. Users are just turning to generative AI layers to synthesize answers instantly for them.
And behind those AI assistants are these incredibly complex machine learning models.
Right? Exactly. Google's bidding algorithms, AI web crawlers, large language models, they're all constantly evaluating your brand's digital presence to build this massive knowledge graph.
But those models rely on continuous data streams to maintain their accuracy.
Yes, continuous. So when a business goes completely dark just to save a few bucks, that data stream dries up. The algorithm's predictive weights and biases actually start to degrade.
Wait, so the AI literally begins to forget how relevant you are.
Essentially, yeah.
I want to make sure I'm visualizing this correctly. It's kind of like driving in the dead of winter and hitting a really long red light.
Okay, I like this.
Right. So the reactionary move is to turn off the car's engine completely to save a tiny drop of gas. And sure, you saved a few cents right then. But the engine goes freezing cold, the oil thickens up.
Oh, man.
When the light finally turns green, you can't just tap the accelerator. You have to crank the engine, burn a massive amount of energy, and spend way more money just to get this heavy vehicle moving again.
That is a perfect way to look at it. And to take that car analogy a step further, the algorithmic penalty you face is essentially like having to pay a mechanic to jumpstart that cold engine.
Ouch.
Yeah. In the machine learning world, we call this a loss of entity confidence.
Entity confidence. Let's break that down for the listener, because that sounds important.
It's critical. Entity confidence is a measurable metric of how much an AI model trusts that your business is the most active, relevant, and authoritative answer for a user's query at any given moment.
And I'm guessing it requires constant validation.
Constant. If you pause your spending and just, you know, vanish from the digital ecosystem, your entity confidence score absolutely plummets.
Wow.
So when you finally decide to turn your campaigns back on in the spring, the AI treats your business like a total stranger. You are forced right back into the algorithmic learning phase.
And the learning phase is where budgets go to die.
Pretty much.
Because the platform has a high degree of uncertainty about who your current buyers actually are. So it has to bid way higher in the auctions just to buy the data necessary to recalibrate.
Exactly. The algorithm has to recalculate probabilities entirely from scratch. So your click costs skyrocket, your cost per acquisition doubles or even triples, and you spend the first month of your busy season just trying to get back to the baseline efficiency you had back in October.
So let me get this straight. By trying to save, say, $5,000 in December, you end up bleeding $20,000 in March just to reintroduce yourself to the market.
That is exactly what happened.
Meanwhile, your competitors who stayed active are scooping up all the high-value contracts because the AI already trusts them.
Yep. That is the hidden cost of the reactionary trap. I mean, the dashboard looks green in the winter, but it's hiding a massive, massive deficit for the spring.
But I want to push back on this a little bit. On behalf of you, the listener, let's ground this in reality for a second.
Sure, go for it.
If you are a manager looking at historical data, and you know for a fact that your customers simply do not buy your product in December. Maybe it's like pool maintenance equipment.
Right. Nobody's buying that in the snow.
Exactly. Isn't spending any money just totally wasteful? If nobody is buying, how is running ads not just clever marketing jargon designed to ensure agencies keep collecting their monthly retainer?
That is a very fair point, and honestly, it's the first objection any competent executive should raise.
Right.
If you are just running the exact same campaigns you run in the summer, then yes, it is a complete waste of capital. But what's fascinating here is the fundamental difference between buying temporary attention and building permanent digital assets.
Wait, so you're saying the mistake isn't spending money during a slow season. The mistake is spending money on buy now ads when the buyers are literally asleep.
Precisely. You shouldn't be buying those clicks at all.
We should be buying something else entirely.
Exactly. Because during your peak months, your budget is aggressively burning through high competition, bottom funnel conversion terms. Things like hire today or buy now or emergency service near me.
Right. And those clicks are incredibly expensive because user intent is super high.
Exactly. But if you chase those exact same terms during the slow season, you're going to drain your budget on bots or just like casual browsers who are killing time and have zero intention of converting.
Which is why the strategy Joe Medico outlines is all about reallocation.
Yes. The source actually uses an example of a $15,000 a month marketing allocation.
Okay.
Instead of burning it on bottom funnel ads that won't convert, you pivot that capital. You move it into top-of-funnel brand presence, technical SEO infrastructure, and conversion assets.
Because the goal in the 2026 landscape isn't just to buy a single click anymore.
No, not at all. The goal is to become the preferred answer across AI models like ChatGPT and Google Gemini.
A preferred answer. I love that term. It's no longer just about ranking on page one of a search engine.
Right.
It's about the AI explicitly choosing you as the definitive, singular authority and just handing your brand to the user.
Exactly. And you do not become the preferred answer by paying for low converting search ads in December.
No, I imagine not.
You become it by building a web of authority when the market is quiet. I mean, every dollar you spend on infrastructure during the slow season compounds over time, which fundamentally lowers your customer acquisition costs later on.
Okay, that makes total sense. You aren't paying an agency to run pointless ads. You're reallocating capital to build infrastructure.
Yes.
So let's talk about how to actually execute this, because the source guide outlines a specific playbook for this downtime. And the first half is all about staying visible and gathering intent.
Right. It starts with maintaining a highly calibrated, lower cost awareness layer. So you shift your budget to top of funnel content.
Because even in down months, decision makers are casually browsing.
Exactly. A facility manager might not be ready to sign a new commercial HVAC contract in November, right?
Right.
But they're absolutely doing their research for the upcoming year.
So your brand must be the most visible, most professional alternative they encounter during that casual research phase. You're planting seeds while your competitors are hibernating.
That's it, exactly.
But visibility alone doesn't pay the bills.
Right.
How do we actually capture the value of that top-of-funnel traffic if they aren't buying yet?
By aggregating warm retargeting pools.
Okay, explain that.
You use the slow season to build highly specific custom intent audiences out of the people who are currently interacting with your brand. That way you can target them directly the second the market wakes up.
Yeah, I want to update a classic marketing analogy for this because the technology here is so crucial.
Let's hear it.
The old way of thinking about this was like owning a high-end boutique in the dead of winter. People walk in just to get out of the cold, they window shop, and maybe you hand them a flyer.
Right, and hope they come back.
Exactly. It relies entirely on them remembering you. But what the guide is suggesting with modern retargeting is more like having a silent ledger behind the counter.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Even if the window shopper is wearing a disguise, which, you know, in the digital world is privacy blockers and VPNs, the store owner is quietly noting their exact measurements, their fabric preferences, their style.
Yeah.
So when the spring collection finally drops, you aren't shouting into a megaphone out on the street. You are sending a perfectly tailored suit directly to their house.
That is brilliant. The silent ledger is actually a great way to understand server-side tracking, which the source specifically highlights as essential right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, relying on traditional browser pixels is essentially obsolete at this point.
Let's get into the mechanics of that, actually, because this is where a lot of businesses are losing data without even realizing it. Why is server-side engagement replacing the old browser pixel?
Well, when you use a standard browser pixel, you're relying on a piece of JavaScript executing in the user's browser to send data back to Google or Meta.
Right.
But with all these massive privacy shifts, browsers like Safari and Firefox are acting like bouncers at a club.
Yeah.
They actively block those third-party tracking scripts.
Oh, wow. So the data gets purged before it ever leaves the user's device?
Severely purged. You might have 50 people visit your site, but your ad platform only records 10 of them.
So your retargeting pool is leaking?
Massively leaking, but server-side tracking bypasses the browser entirely. It moves the data collection to your website's actual web server, which then securely communicates directly with the advertising platform's API.
Okay, so it's like your website's own private, unblockable phone line to the ad platform.
Exactly. By implementing this during the slow season, you are gathering a highly accurate, incredibly responsive audience.
You are systematically warming up leads in the background. I mean, the pipeline never actually goes cold. You're just filling this massive reservoir under the surface.
Right.
So the day your busy season starts, you don't have to spend a dime hunting for cold leads. You just open the valve on this retargeting pool you've been building for 3 months.
It creates an almost unfair advantage, honestly. But capturing that audience is really only half the battle.
Right, because if you've used server-side tracking to build this massive audience and you've maintained your entity confidence with the AI...
Which is huge, yeah.
But what happens when the busy season hits and 1,000 people actually click your link? If your website is a mess, doesn't that break the whole system?
It does, completely.
Right.
Which is why the second half of the playbook focuses heavily on optimizing for AI indexing and fixing the actual user experience.
Preparing the digital storefront for the surge.
Yes. And that starts with technical SEO and a really important concept called information gain.
Information gain. Okay. Explain how an AI actually measures that, because it sounds like it requires a bit more effort than just rewriting old blog posts.
Oh, it absolutely does. Look, large language models are trained on vast amounts of existing internet data. If you write an article during your slow season that just regurgitates the same 10 facts found on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I was going to know.
Exactly. It registers the information gain of your page as zero. It has absolutely no reason to cite you or elevate your entity.
So wait, if the AI is constantly looking for semantic novelty, that means we have to publish actual primary data. We have to give it something it hasn't seen before.
That is the core mechanism of information gain. AI answer engines prioritize websites that offer deep proprietary insight.
Like what?
Like unique statistics, original frameworks, or structured data markups that clearly organize complex industry knowledge. You use the slow season to run a full content audit.
Identifying the gaps in the market's knowledge.
Yes. And then you publish high authority resources that fill those exact gaps.
And timing has got to be critical here.
Highly critical. AI engines crawl and verify platforms continuously, but processing and indexing all that proprietary data into a massive knowledge graph, that takes time.
Right. Doesn't happen overnight.
Not at all.
Yeah.
The slow quarter is your staging period. You publish the heavy data-rich content now, so by the time the busy season hits, the AI has had weeks or months to digest it, verify it, and secure a high search confidence score for your brand.
Here's where it gets really interesting for the operational side of things. We've talked a lot about the data, but the source also heavily emphasizes re-engineering your conversion touch points.
Yes.
I look at this like fixing the leaky plumbing in an old house.
Oh, the plumbing analogy works perfectly for conversion rate optimization.
Right. Think about it. If you spend the winter fixing the pipes, reinforcing the joints, and, you know, clearing the drains, your house is safe.
Yep.
But if you ignore it and suddenly turn the main water pressure back up to maximum, meaning the busy season traffic hits, those rusty pipes are going to burst.
Oh, they'll shatter.
You are going to lose all those expensive leads because your system simply couldn't handle the flow.
Exactly. The downtime is when you optimize your website forms. I mean, ask yourself, are you asking for too much information and scaring people away?
Right.
Are your above-the-fold headlines actually compelling, or are they just generic corporate speak? Mm-hmm. You need to test your asynchronous loading speeds to ensure the site renders instantly on mobile devices.
The source guide also explicitly mentions implementing automated post-conversion scheduling tools, which I thought was super smart.
It's a major bottleneck for businesses transitioning out of a slow season. Think about it. If 100 people try to book a consultation on the first Monday of your busy season, relying on a human receptionist to email back and forth to find calendar times is going to result in massive drop-off.
People just don't have the patience for that anymore.
They don't. You need back-end architecture that can handle high-volume traffic at maximum efficiency without any human intervention. Automated scheduling, instant CRM routing, dynamic email sequences.
I really want to emphasize this for you listening. If you are a marketing director going into a Q1 review, this strategy completely changes your leverage.
It's night and day.
Under the old reactionary model, you go into that meeting with basically guesswork. You're saying, well, leads are expensive right now because the algorithm is in a learning phase, and we're hoping traffic picks up. It's incredibly stressful.
Because the return on investment under the reactionary model is highly volatile. I mean, the hidden costs of algorithm penalties just eat your margins alive.
But if you use this asset-driven strategy,
yeah,
you walk into that Q1 review and say, we use the slow season to build a server-side retargeting pool of 10,000 warm leads.
Right.
We publish proprietary data, and we now own the AI's preferred answer for our top 50 keywords. Our conversion infrastructure is fully automated.
The return on the dashboard becomes explicit at that point. It transitions from this ambiguous expense to a concrete equation. You know, like, we allocated X dollars, we built Y permanent asset, and we are now algorithmically prepared to capture Z amount of revenue.
You stop throwing capital into the void of high surge pricing during peak months.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean? It means that a slow season isn't something to survive. It is a specific, highly valuable engineering window for growth. It is the ultimate difference between renting your market position temporarily and actually owning permanent market authority.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, Joe Medico makes a really profound point in the guide about the reality of the 2026 business landscape. Businesses don't actually need more traffic. They need a smarter system. They need a technical backbone to handle complex data structures, bypass browser privacy blocks, and just eliminate ad waste entirely.
Wow.
That is why partnering with an agency like Double Dome Digital Marketing is so critical. They build the infrastructure while you focus on the actual operations of your business.
It's a total paradigm shift. Let's recap the journey we just took.
Yeah.
We started with that biological urge to just hit pause when revenue slows down.
Right, the hibernation instinct.
But we uncovered that in a world governed by machine learning, pausing your budget triggers a massive data wipe. It destroys your entity confidence and forces you to pay huge algorithmic penalties when you try to restart.
But by resisting that urge and strategically reallocating that budget, you fundamentally change your market position. You maintain top-of-funnel awareness.
You use server-side tracking to aggregate warm intent without relying on outdated browser cookies.
Exactly. You publish proprietary data to achieve high information gain for AI answer engines. And you automate your conversion touch points so your system never breaks under pressure.
You build compounding assets. You don't have to shout over your competitors to get attention anymore. The AI models simply present you to the user as the undisputed preferred answer.
It's incredibly efficient.
It really is.
Yeah.
But, you know, the mechanics of all this AI tracking makes me wonder about the next logical step.
Oh, the predictive capabilities of these models open up some fascinating possibilities.
Let's explore that for a second. The source notes that AI engines are continuously crawling sites to establish entity confidence and map user intent. Right.
Right.
We've been talking about this purely in terms of marketing optimization and website infrastructure.
Yeah.
But if you have this silent ledger running.
Yeah.
If the AI is already dictating which business is the most authoritative based on what users are searching for, what if the next phase of business isn't just optimizing your marketing during a slow season?
Oh, that is an excellent deduction. I mean, if you are tracking server-side engagements and gathering deep intent from window shoppers, you aren't just learning who they are.
Right.
The semantic data reveals exactly what they are searching for that you don't even offer yet.
Oh, wow. Wait, really? You could map the exact friction points or missing features in the current market.
Exactly. You can literally let the AI predict your product development. What if the slow season becomes the exact time you invent the very services that the AI is telling you the market will demand next?
That is wild.
You aren't just looking at past behavior anymore. You are using the downtime to ingest predictive data models to design your upcoming inventory.
So instead of just preparing to sell your old stuff more efficiently, you're using the downtime to let the algorithm design your new offerings.
Thank you. Right.
You aren't just fixing the engine. You are upgrading the entire vehicle while it's idling at the red light.
The businesses that thrive in the next decade won't be the ones who market the hardest during the busy season. They will be the ones who build the smartest algorithms during the slow season. The downtime is quite literally where the future of the company gets built.
Well, on that incredible thought, we're going to wrap things up. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into effective slow season marketing.
It's been great.
We hope this exploration of AI mechanics, server-side tracking, and asset reallocation gave you some serious ammunition for your next strategy meeting and fundamentally changes the way you look at the quiet moments in your own work.
Keep learning. Keep questioning the default settings of your industry. And whatever you do, don't let your engine go cold.
We will see you on the next deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.